Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Seminole Headlines featuring WarChant.com's Jeff Cameron, managing editor Ira Schofel, and senior writer Corey Clark. Your weekly dose of all things FSU, pistols, and pies starts right now. Here's Jeff Cameron.
Hour number two, headliner questions forthcoming. Always appreciate you joining us. I'm Jeff. There's Ira and Corey. They're both here. I see that Mark has joined the fun as well. Corey's not back. He's like wandering the earth right now.
I mean, what in the world?
Yeah, my man.
We're doing a show. Just because you have the fancy gamer chair doesn't mean you can just leave it there.
He wants you to see the fancy gamer chair as we come back.
I mean.
My goodness gracious, gang. All right, so that is a short putt. We are good. He's there. He's right up next to it. Looks like we're going to win here.
They advanced.
It's over.
Ira.
He won.
They advanced.
Woo! There we go, baby. All right, Trey Jones and the golf team.
Can't wait for the best ball in the final four. It's going to be awesome.
Now we got to know who they're playing. We don't know who they're playing next.
Oh, I'm not worried. Sure. Man.
Somebody does.
Yeah, well, I was going to congratulate my man here.
Well, you can do that while you talk about Dr. Birch, while I talk about Dr. Birch.
Dr. Birch, Birch Orthodontics, who I will see not tomorrow. I think I got a week reprieve. I think we're good to go. Yeah, I think we're good till the following week.
I just want to give a shout out again to Dr. Birch and Birch Orthodontics, not just for doing amazing work and the fact that all of you should have your kids going and all family members going to Birch Orthodontics to get all your orthodontic work. But also, again, this is the 20th anniversary that Birch Orthodontics has been in existence. Thank blessing the community with great orthodontic work. And to commemorate the 20th anniversary, she's donated, her office has donated $20,000 to five local charities, $4,000 each. There's Trench Touch, Making Miracles Group Home, TMH Cancer Center, the Hang Tough Foundation, and Carter's Corner, five local charities that she's donated $4,000 each to because she wants to celebrate the community, and she's asking the community to match those donations. So if you go to Birch Orthodontics website or social media, Facebook, different accounts, they will have information where you can support those causes as well, which is just a good thing because Dr. Birch does this out of her goodness of her heart, wants to give back to the community, and she wants us to do it too. So that's the way you can do it.
That's a great thing to do. By the way, we do know who they're playing. They're playing Florida.
They got what? Florida in the semis, Ira.
Dude, can you believe this?
What?
Florida State, yeah. Florida in the semis. I see they rolled their way into the semis. Here we go. Yep. 3:34. We'll be off the air in time to get home and get nervous.
Maybe in like Napier will go give them a pep talk and like the suck will rub off. Is that possible?
Probably.
Yeah, man, the Florida baseball team is good. Glad they didn't win the SEC. That was good to see. Did you guys watch any college baseball over the weekend before I get to the questions? You didn't?
No, and I didn't watch the selection show for the first time since it's been on the air.
Yeah,
I found myself watching some. I wanted to see Miami lose. They did. And I wanted to see some of the SEC, and I watched some of that. I watched Texas A&M get pasted and some other things. So, yeah, it was good.
Our buddy Keith Cottrell said he went golfing to get away from it because he didn't even want to be reminded of the fact that the selection show was yesterday. And then while he was out there, somebody was like, oh, Clemson's the 4 seed? And he was like, shut up.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to hear about it.
Don't need to know about it.
It should serve as a hell of a motivator because I didn't think I cared all that much until the weekend rolled around and I was like, this is not cool. I have not known a life in which I didn't care about this day and figuring out where we were going to be playing and whom and all that other stuff. So it's a little frustrating. All right, here we go. Look at these questions. Is there any worry with so many offensive options, writes Burke, that Coach Rovell may try to get too cute in some game situations? What if we throw a fade to Winston Wright on 4th and goal? Yeah, I don't worry about – I always like the idea of having too many weapons. It's okay.
It's a preferable problem to have.
Good old have and not need, need not have.
Like when Corey was in college trying to pick between the beautiful women that wanted to spend time with him on the weekends.
And I had so many weapons. I had my hair. I had the guns. Yeah. I had the personality. I had the fake teeth. The whole thing, gang.
A lot was going on back then, yeah.
And I settled on Shanna.
You didn't settle. Shanna's awesome.
No, I meant like she won my love and affection.
Sounded like you said
it. Yeah, settled wasn't the right word to use. You're right.
That was
I chose a
misuse.
She was a first
language.
Round pick.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
The thing I was going to say is like, I get the concern. I think the bigger concern to me is like, how does he make everybody happy? Like, because I do think that's going to be somewhat of not a big issue. But, man, you are going to have to spread around a lot of touches because there's a lot of dudes. You mentioned Kentron Portier earlier. Mm-hmm. Kentron Portier is a guy who had a great spring, has been in the program, really evolved to become a really impressive player and a key part of this offense. But I don't know. Does he get more passes than he did this year? Probably, maybe not.
Yeah, probably not. I hope that he understands, and patience is certainly lost these days, oftentimes for many in a – instant society. I'm not, this isn't a rant. It's just true. Like, you can leave. People can just leave. They don't have to. So I hope he understands that after this year, Johnny Wilson is going to leave. Right. And Kentron Portier figures to be the benefactor of that, even if Keon Coleman were to stay, right? I mean, he's going to be the guy.
Unless the Portal King goes out and gets, some other five star from some, saying, like, that's the reality, too. So I do think, and I think Norvell's done a good job of it to, kind of keep people happy. But that, don't you think he's going to have to take that into consideration?
Don't you mean, though, when you say people, you're just talking about receivers?
Well, maybe
the running
backs
will get their carries.
Will they? I mean,
not all of them. Somebody's going to leave that group after this year, no doubt.
No, but I mean, I think Rodney Hill, Toa Feely, and Trey Benson are going to be part of the offense, and they're going to get their carries. And they have to know that, like, okay, I'm going to get 11 carries a game or 9 carries a game. The wide receivers are the ones that you worry about. Maybe tied in to a certain extent too.
Right.
How's Jaheim Bell going to react, or how's his family going to react? Because Twitter was a little bit dicey for him last year with his family if he only has one catch for 11
yards. Well, guess what? He ain't going anywhere.
Well, true.
So I don't care how they react.
But you want to keep some harmony.
I'd love everybody to sing Kumbaya, but, I mean, there are some folks who could just up and leave out of their frustration. Yeah. There are others who are screwed.
I'm just
saying. Ira, like, you think about those Alabama teams, they would have two receivers catch 90 balls each, and these other five-star guys aren't doing diddly-poo. Right. And they weren't harmonious, but they stayed, and it didn't seem to negatively impact Tua or Jalen, whoever's throwing the ball to him.
You would also think the winning cures a lot, and then also, as we said, man, if these games are getting lopsided, everybody's
going to get a lot
of
playing time. Yeah.
Everybody's going to get to eat. You're not going to leave Johnny Wilson out there for four quarters.
I want to go back. Mark contributed to our cause here, and I did not ask the question that he posed in the chat in a nice little donation to what we're doing here.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Mark's a big golfer, too, by the way. Yeah. Hopefully you're watching the golf channel, Mark.
Mark came out and played in the event, in the JCS Fortune event. I had a nice conversation with Mark. He writes, was looking at 2023 schedule again, and it's really hard to not see 11-1 if we just line up with our expected roster and play the damn games. Do you guys agree, or should I pump the brakes? Well, I don't know that I would assume 11-1. You could very easily lose a neutral site game against a very good LSU team, and it's not hard to imagine losing on the road. If they make that College Game Day on the road at night at Clemson, I mean, you could lose that game, and there's no shame in it. It'd be frustrating, but you could lose it. So that's two losses right there.
But what would you say is the most likely record? I think 11-1 might be the most likely record. I think it's more likely that they're 11-1 that they lose than they lose
both of those games.
Corey?
I agree with that.
11-1 feels right.
I'm not saying it's 80% likely, but it's the most likely.
Just the law of averages. Those both feel like coin flip games. Right. You're going to win one of the coin flips. You're going to lose one of the coin flips.
Yeah, you'd like to think. That's a tough call because 10-2 also plays a part here where I do think they'll win those other 10 games, and then they get a rematch against Clemson in the ACC title game and win that game and go 11-2 with the extra game.
Yeah, but you don't get in then.
You don't get to the college football playoff, but you win the ACC and you're playing a New Year's Day bowl game or whatever. But, it's weird. We've gotten to a place, let's be honest, if they win 11-2 this year, fresh off of 10-3, and they won the conference, and they got past Clemson to win the conference, in the rematch or whatever it might be. I don't know, man. Would we look at that as a bad season?
You wouldn't look at it as a bad season.
It's starting to sound like we're going to look at it as a bad season.
But you wouldn't feel great about it because how many times you can have a Jordan Travis with all of this around him?
No, I get it.
I think
you wanna
feel great about it.
You feel great about it?
I legitimately do, and I'm saying it now. I'm not the frustrated Corey on a Sunday morning after they lose to Clemson 31-16 or something. But – again, it's the perspective of getting older and the perspective of going through that ditch that we went through for 5 years. did I think a 21-5 record over two seasons, I would be really cool with it, because we've seen the other side, and I hope I won't lose perspective like I did after 13. Because we went through this kind of from whatever, 03 to 12, Florida State was kind of in a malaise. And then as soon as they got good again, they're like, well, they're going to be good forever. And then I hope I don't lose that perspective, because I would be – 11 wins to me would be really fun. It'd be great for our business. It'd be fun to talk about. I would be very excited about that.
Well, let's bring this up. I think it's important, too, because, you know, I've talked a lot about now when I compare and contrast expectations. I talk about what I want this Florida State program to do. The unabashed fan in me talks about wanting them to take the next step and judging them on that level of success. So on the one hand, you want to continue to grow. You're not a victim of your success. As you get better, you want to keep getting better. You know, you don't get to go backwards without being criticized. So, you know, let's hope that we see that. 11-2 would be another step forward. How you lose, when you lose, it all matters. It would be tough if they didn't win the conference. A season in which they don't win the conference, I do think I'd be disappointed in that. And I think that's the best way to describe it.
If you don't beat Clemson, if you don't beat Clemson at least once,
right,
that's going to make me want to punt something. Like, you've got to end this streak.
Yeah, you
got
to end the streak.
It's been since 2014.
Yeah, no, you got to end the streak one way or the other, whether it's the first game or the rematch. Obviously, oddly, if you have to lose one of them, you'd prefer it be that first one and go ahead and win the ACC, which means, again, we get back to LSU. But the other thing we're going to be doing this year, and this is true of all championship-level teams, is what we do with the greater debate about who's a real contender and who isn't. How do the coaching staff handle the expectations and the biggest moments and the biggest games? Now you're being judged on a different level. You had to get us to those games. You had to get us to a place where these games mattered. But now, how do you perform when it's 24-24 in the fourth quarter and it's 3rd-and-4? I mean, all of a sudden, these things get elevated. And we know coaches' careers have been evaluated this way. I mean, there are guys who just have not found ways to win in those moments, and they could have a 90% win percentage, and eventually people are like, okay, he's got to go. He can't win these games.
And what I think gives Florida State fans confidence, one of the things that gives them confidence coming into the season, is that the way they did play down the stretch of the Florida and Oklahoma games. The last two games we saw, Florida State was in a dogfight and came out on top.
Yeah, against 6-6 teams.
Well, but it happened.
They did. It did.
It's better than the alternative, buddy.
It is, but I'm saying now you're going to be doing it against some teams that are going to be better than that. And I think we're all waiting. I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll pass. I think they've got the weapons galore. I love Norvell, Atkins, Combos, play callers, and game planners. I don't know. We'll see. Does the defense take that big step? They got to make a couple key stops and critical moments. I think everybody's just wondering whether that happens. It may. Very well may. But it's kind of gut-wrenching. We'll see. Everything gets elevated now. Brian writes, hey, fellas, hope you enjoyed your Memorial Day, ate some register sausage,
and
gazed at your kid's beautiful teeth from Dr. Birch. After seeing Sid do her thing at the softball game, I was wondering what your most, let's say, exuberant – what are you laughing about? What happened?
Sydney Sherrill, Florida State just was – yeah, man, she was
enjoying
herself.
Yeah, she was enjoying herself
during that softball game.
Yeah, no, I saw – yeah. The best time you've had cheering on your team.
Yeah. I mean, this is you guys. Cause I really just haven't had a lot of fan moments.
You've had to have had a couple.
Not a lot, man. Cause like
recently with the Orioles playing so well,
I mean, but that's always
he watched them lose on a walk-off to the Braves a few weeks ago.
I did. Thanks for reminding me.
most fun. I will tell you that I've been at all the national championship games. And 93 would be, Corey, you could probably relate to this. I mean, just being with my dad and seeing them get that first one.
Bringing up the dad.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Having that opportunity, that was huge. Yep.
Corey's dad was alive then.
Oddly, yeah. I'll give you another one that was with my dad.
My dad was alive for two of the three.
There you go. But I'll give you another one that is all time for me, and we got our ass stomped. And I still look back on this day very fondly, and that's Florida State, Oklahoma out in Norman. If you recall, it was a beautiful day. It was a gorgeous day out there.
It was a beautiful day. The game itself, didn't Ponder go right down the field? They scored?
Touchdown. Yeah, here we go. No. What I loved about it was it was a perfect day, and I was with a dear friend of mine as well as my father, and we did the whole leading up to it, went to a different Oklahoma
tailgates
and hung out and met a lot of cool people. And just I spent an extra few days there, too, visited the family farm guys and all that good stuff. Mm. Met my grandmother up there at the time, and we went out to dinner the night before. So there was just a lot about that weekend and cheering on the Noles who got their ass stomped.
If the question is the drunkest I've ever been at a game, or the most fun I've had imbibing at a game as a fan, it would be the Falcons beating the Packers to go to the Super Bowl where they faced the Patriots.
Was that the one where you were wearing the wrestling mask?
Yeah, yes, I wore the wrestling mask. I won't go into that story. Even I share a lot on this show, but
you don't have to share all that.
I can't share that. But I was that was a really fun time. And then I don't remember how the Super Bowl went, but they beat Aaron Rodgers to get to the Super Bowl and win the NFC Championship. That was really cool.
There was a good debate though on the tribal council about some of the antics from Sydney. And then again, it was just, but it was nice that most of the people were like, man, have fun.
Have a good time.
Because listen, man, she was on that team last year that kind of got, just had one bad day.
Yeah,
an unbelievable season, 52-5, I think, during the season.
Disappointment. Yeah.
One bad day, they get left home. So it was cool for them to come back and see her and Danielle Watson to come back and see
having a real good time.
I get it.
Marlon writes, good day, gents. Hope you all enjoyed your Memorial Day. If the Revenge Tour begins this year, and it does, Marlon, what will be the points per game margin for each win? Like each game? You want to go through every game?
Yeah, we're not going through every
each
game.
Win.
What?
No, just like what's the average points per margin?
Per game?
Would say 24.
Yeah, my mind's not good enough to figure that out. I will say that I think the Wake Forest game is going to be the most enjoyable of the Revenge
Tour.
Well,
if that happens, absolutely.
Buddy,
we are storming the field.
Beat that ass. Let's go. I want that to be an unmerciful throttling. I want them to question us once again nationally. I want them to be like, what is wrong with Florida State? It is 60-7, and he just threw a flea flicker.
And I don't care what the spread is. It's a sod game.
Oh, yeah.
It is a sod game, and you're ripping up every piece of grass or turf you can find.
Corey, you know what else I want them to do? And this would be unprecedented, and Mike won't do this, but I'm going to throw it out there. Assuming a win and a lopsided one at that, schedule your flight to be an hour or two later than you would normally leave and hang out on the field.
Just pull a Jacksonville
out.
State?
Yeah, just hang out. Have conversations, invite what fans do come to the game down onto the field, pass out beverages.
Hey, we've always wanted Florida State fans to take the hill. What if the Florida State team went and took the hill?
The players take the hill. And they have their post-game meal instead of on a bus out of a box.
Yeah.
They go sit up on that hill and
eat.
A picnic.
Planted flag.
With
and
picnic.
As you leave, set fire to that bitch. That's what we're doing here.
Please. Ooh.
It's like Sherman marching through. It's calling it a day, boys. Here we go.
I don't need it to like lead the national news.
It would be
on. But
the
I want
news.
Them to talk about it. Yeah. Like I want it to be like one of the segments in the national news is Florida State football under fire today. For burning down Winston-Salem.
Maybe setting fire is probably too far.
Don't make us come back.
But
talk to your leaders.
Yeah. But I do feel like the picnic spread. You know, with like wine glasses, just
doing whatever you want.
What you do on Snuggy Hill, doing it after the game for like a good hour.
Treat it like a nude beach. Just do whatever you want. Walk around.
But do you clean up? You don't clean up afterwards. That's the thing.
I'm not for littering. I'm not for littering.
You are for burning it down.
Burn it down. That's not going to hurt the environment. But go ahead and pick up your trash before you do all
okay,
that.
Okay, my fault. That's a line I didn't know I couldn't cross.
Yeah, you don't leave your trash around. Does FSU make it to the softball championship final game at OKC?
They got Oklahoma State starting out.
They got a shot.
They do.
I mean, it's like somebody made, you know, somebody I saw somebody saying, they got a rough draw or whatever. And it's like, yeah, it's fine, except that Florida State's really, really good. And Kat Sandercock is an unbelievable pitcher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nobody, I don't think anybody's like looking forward to playing Florida State, right?
And they also, they're not in Oklahoma's side. So they didn't get that tough a draw.
Right.
Like they don't have to play Oklahoma unless they get to the championship series. So
they have to, the idea of opening with Oklahoma State in OKC.
Sure, that's not great. That's not great.
On this note, real quick, we'll get David's question in. Should we add outfield seating for the softball stadium? Also, who is the greatest non-football/non-Mike Martin FSU sports coach ever? So you can't say 11. And A, do we want to add seating to the outfield at the softball games?
No, they would definitely like to. And that was, I think it was in your interview with Lonnie, Corey, where you said you brought up the fact that they sold out the regional in 5 minutes.
Milliseconds.
And she's like, well, I think it says we need more seats. And I do think that they wanted to add seats. They couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, the street's there.
Well,
could they not close down the street? Side,
yeah, man.
Could they also not close down the street? Yeah.
Here's the thing I would tell
you. Yeah,
what I would tell you is this. They need to figure it out, at least for the postseason, because it is a shame. That was kind of what I was writing. It's a shame that only 2,000 people got to experience that. It's one of the coolest things.
It is cool.
That Florida State fans should get to experience. And you know they would sell those tickets. I don't know if they would sell them all year, but they certainly would for the postseason.
The answer
I think the answer is Krikorian.
I was going to say for national championships, you have to go, Mark. If you're going to say non-head coach, it's Mickey Andrews.
Oh, is that part of the question?
Well, yeah. Who is the greatest non-football, non-Mike Martin, FSU sports coach ever? He didn't say head coach.
Well, he said non-football, though.
Well, you're right. Sorry, I apologize. I'm not good at reading comprehension.
Come on, Jeff. You're still thinking about burning down Snuggie
Winston-Salem. I'm telling him now. It's on. We're waving flags.
Yeah, that's how you get – you're right, Jeff. Yeah, that's how you get kicked out of the ACC. Yeah. Don't let us come back here. We're going to do this again.
It's already on the calendar.
What if you got yourself kicked out of the ACC, Ira?
I see you
what
working.
What happens then if they don't want you in the conference anymore and they just kick you out?
So, by the way, for every road game this year, and this is the height of arrogance, but okay, you play on the road at Boston College. Now, listen, those fine folks at Chestnut Hill wouldn't know what hit them if you decided to wreak havoc. I mean, that is it's right there by Newton. Snooten, as it's known to the locals. Can you imagine? I mean, like, you wouldn't have to do much. Pee on a car or something, and that's the end of it. You're on the way out.
It'll be a national incident.
That's the end of that. At Clemson, well, they let you onto the field. Whether you win or lose, it doesn't really matter. So I don't know, and I don't think you would plan on that one. As far as at Wake, I already did it. At Pitt, they don't even play in their own stadium. Yeah. I don't want to mess with that. At Florida, however. Ooh.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you could do there.
Oh, yeah, it gets dicey.
A few names in the chat real quick. Mike Long, Joanne Graff, they deserve a lot of credit, too. There's been a lot of really good coaches at Florida State. Krikorian, was it three national titles? I think that's probably
going to win the
probably the cut above. Especially from where, you know, FSU soccer didn't even play it over 20 years ago, and then, you know, to become the dominant program.
Also, nothing against Dr. Joanne Graff, but 2-1 softball games back in the day were the
different.
Most unwatchable things I've ever known in sports. Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment. MLB is finally back in full swing, and MyBookie is going to be your one-stop shop for all your betting needs. With a wide range of betting options, including money lines, run lines, totals, and futures, MyBookie gives you plenty of ways to bet on your favorite teams and players. You can also take advantage of the brand-new MyBookie Money Bag, which gives you the chance to secure a bet on your favorite team or player at insanely boosted odds. Just sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code WARCHANT to secure a first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. It's simple. Deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. Just use promo code WARCHANT to claim your bonus. So if you're a baseball fan looking to add even more excitement to the new season, look no further than MyBookie. Sign up now and get ready to experience the thrill of baseball like never before. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schoffel, and Corey Clark.
Matt Millar writes, Ira, big fan. Question for
Me
all
too,
three.
Me too, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Matt.
I understand Jeff tackled a challenging plumbing issue this weekend, and proud we are of him. What is your top home improvement project you've ever accomplished?
And, you know, there are people listening to this right now who don't know who Matt Millar is, probably.
The great Matt Millar, the esteemed and executive producer for many years of the Jeff Cameron Show.
An OG.
Yeah, old school indeed. That's
great guy. I'm looking forward to hearing Corey's answer, too. I guess we already got it with the chair.
He also didn't ask me.
Yeah, well, he was being funny. I think the thing with I don't know if I can call this a home improvement, because home improvement – the most I've done there is like put together like a wall unit or something. Like
okay,
in a,
a little wall unit.
Anything with an Allen wrench.
Celebrate your success.
I feel like that's a big step for me.
Celebrate your successes, friend.
the biggest like home thing, like you did, you fixed your bathtub. The biggest thing I've done was our AC unit was like the condensation was backing up and it was like leaking into the AC room thing.
I won't stand for this.
Well, I had to find where the apparently the condensation goes out through a line to your back of the house. I had to find that. I found out that it was clogged. Had to get a shop vac, clean it out,
and then put
it
back,
clear the way, and then get everything and it
worked.
Yeah. So that was to me, man. That was I.
Was that an all day type thing?
No, it wasn't that
several hours?
A couple hours, but okay. But the spirit of feeling of fulfillment that I did something that a father, a husband,
a man should be able to do.
Any person really that owns a home should be able to do was pretty gratifying. But that's about it, man. Other than that, man, we just had people out to the house to fix a sink that was running. Was leaking.
Probably something you could have fixed. Just needed
a lot of people.
Just needed a new washer.
Matt Millar could have fixed
that. Yeah, easily.
I could not.
Easily.
Corey, we've already heard about Corey.
Yeah, yours is the chair.
Yeah, I got this. You're seeing it right here. Plus, we had a flood a few years ago, and I had to replace all the PVC pipe.
Sure you did.
Sure.
It was a couple of days. Yeah. I was under that sink for a while. It's 24s, 25s. I had it all going with the wrenches and the screwdrivers and everything.
Was it an Allen wrench?
Allen wrench might have been a monkey wrench.
You're not sure.
Some sort of
a monkey wrench. Yeah. Those are often confused.
You got the drywall and all that.
And I don't want to brag, but Stephanie brought her daughter up this week for Memorial Day, and I had to clean the house. It was Clark boys cleaning the house in the Roomba. My Roomba got stuck a couple of times. You know that robot vacuum cleaner?
And you fixed it.
I don't have any problem unsticking it. Like, I got it underneath. I got it out from under the couch and let it go.
And let it go do work its magic. I like that about you. Next question, guys. Here we go. Which freshman looked physically ready to contribute this year? Welcome back, guys. That's all day Dre. I mean, he was the best freshman out there.
I'm going to go with Vandravius Jacobs.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't know. Partaking the nicknames for guys that haven't made a play in a college uniform.
All day making plays. That's what a man's going to do. Yeah,
He might be the guy most ready, but I think as far as like impressive physically, might be Quindarius Jones. That dude's a different level freak athletically.
Corey, you want to add?
I think he's right, and I'm having a hard time thinking of anybody that would have impressed me more than that off the jump. So we'll see. Hey, maybe it's Nicholson when he gets here.
That's true. I'm very excited.
The linebacker.
Walter writes, afternoon, gents. Hopefully Florida State men's golf has knocked off the Fighting Illini in the quarterfinals. They did, Walter.
They did.
If so, would it be better to face UVA or UF? Doesn't matter now. We're facing UF. And then he writes, I'll never shout ACC, but I am rooting for an all-ACC semis.
So did UF beat Virginia?
You did. Yeah.
Get that, yeah. Tony Bennett.
Some. Get you some of that. UF also, Bondi won the individual national championship.
Which is separate. That's separate. Going on at a different time.
Yeah. No, it's the same time, but he won the individual national championship as a low man.
That goes along with the first 3 days of team competition, the stroke play.
That's
the stroke play. Not your mat play, but the first 3 days of stroke play is where they determine the individual national
championship. And, like, longest drive, who won
Nobody
that?
Wins that. It's
They
not,
have not done that yet.
It is not just a bunch of buddies playing at the Robert Trent Jones over beer. This is like they're doing some things now. R.A. writes, gentlemen, the current NCAA baseball postseason streak is 17. Should we be more appreciative of what 11 accomplished or more disappointed that we never cashed it in? Well, because he was so successful, we felt the disappointment of never having cashed it in. It can be both. Is that fair?
I think my appreciation trumps my disappointment, but I understand that it could be close because 44 in a row. I mean, again, they didn't get to the Omaha 44 times, but they got there 18 or 19 times and never.
It's a toughie.
And you know, one thing I would say from in my years of doing this, like at different places, I don't know that I've ever heard other coaches talk about a coach like they talk about Mike Martin. Like there are other basketball coaches always say great things about Leonard Hamilton. Everywhere you go, they'll say Leonard Hamilton should be in the Hall of Fame. It's amazing what he did. Respect his career. You hear similar things about a lot of coaches, Mark Kerkorian, whoever. But the way other coaches talked about Mike Martin, wherever you went, it is unlike anything I've ever seen.
It's pretty astonishing, right? Baseball's that sport where you're not supposed to just be consistent every season for 40 years. Yeah. Like, I just think coaches can appreciate how unbelievable it is to be that good for four decades.
And it's
that
like,
just doesn't happen.
Yeah, and it's like Ron Polk, and people that won national championships will come into Hauser.
Ron never just,
he didn't?
No, Ron Polk never.
No.
Oh, wow. Well, he's definitely a legend.
He is a legend, but he never won.
He is.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Ron never did.
He choked at Georgia, and,
He's a poor man's Mike Martin.
I was going to say, Ron never did it.
But like other coaches, every coach you ran into, they would just go on and on about Mike Martin. And I think part of it's, you know, he's a good guy, a nice guy. But yeah, the standard success.
Well, when you play a truncated series every year in the postseason like they do in baseball for a sport that is so random, it is hard to fathom that you would go that many times in a row or that you would ever make it to that many College World Series. It makes very little sense. At the same time, it makes very little sense that you get out there all those times and never win it.
Bobby Cox won one.
Slipped in there and stumbled into one.
Jim Morris has a bunch of them.
If there was a top 25 for NIL in college football based off of what you know and heard from other programs, where would FSU rank? Who would be in the top five? Well, Florida State would be in the top five, probably top three. And then from there, you'd look at – there's several that are doing really, really well. From an NIL standpoint, there's kind of the usual suspects these days right now. I know, by the way, the irony, and I'll just give you some insight. I don't know the answer as to who is the very, very best. It might be Florida State. But Michigan State, ironically, has an incredible NIL program, and they have a billionaire booster who wants to see them win at the same level as Ohio State, and he's gone all in, a Rocket Mortgage guy or whatever.
Was he behind that coaching contract?
So, yes, he was. He's behind that coaching contract.
So he definitely has money.
He's got more money than he knows what to do with, and he wants a lot of it to go to Michigan State. But the fact that they couldn't keep Keon Coleman and then Florida State got him is really quite stunning, because that is an NIL win for Florida State, big time transfer portal win, and really surprising loss for Michigan State. So
it also would say that I don't think it's always just whoever gives you the extra dollar is where you go. I think with a place like Florida State, if you're just competitive with all the other perks that come with being a Florida State football player, the tradition, the history, the weather, everything else that people know what I'm talking, like all that stuff, I think plays into it too. Just be competitive. And Florida State is obviously more than competitive in the NIL field.
I've been told that the coaches, this coaching staff and many coaching staffs will say that when they're trying to bring in a guy, if the first thing the person asks about is the money or NIL, they don't really have a good feeling. It's not off to a good start, and it's not apt that they're going to continue that discussion unless they're like transcendent.
Right.
You know, type player.
If I was, I would be the second, that'd be the second or third thing I asked about. I'd be like, okay, where can I park? What car am I going to be parking? And then, oh yeah, where's, how much money?
Also, I like Mexican food. How many Mexican restaurants do we have near where I'll be staying that you guys are putting me up at?
Also, I had to bring my Flanagan's cup.
There you go.
Shout out to Les because he recommended it because our heat. My Miami Heat.
Oh, you're Miami Heat.
You guys know.
You're Miami Heat.
And your Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Look
at you guys.
That's why we're representing the 305.
Both teams got into the playoffs like the last day, and here they are.
My Heat, my Panthers.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Exciting time.
Congratulations, Ira. I know you were sweating out last night going into that game.
Seminole Headlines, 93.3 Real Talk Radio, War Chant TV continues in a moment.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Seminole Headlines returns now. Head to YouTube and search for War Chant TV today to catch the show live or on demand. Now, here's Jeff Cameron, Ira Schofel, and Corey Clark.
MLB is finally back in full swing, and MyBookie is going to be your one-stop shop for all your betting needs with a wide range of betting options, including money lines, run lines, totals, and futures. MyBookie gives you plenty of ways to bet on your favorite teams and players. You can also take advantage of the brand-new MyBookie Money Bag, which gives you the chance to secure a bet on your favorite team or player at insanely boosted odds. Just sign up today at MyBookie. Use promo code WARCHANT to secure a first deposit bonus of up to $1,000. It's simple. Deposit $200 and play with $300 instantly. Just use promo code WARCHANT to claim your bonus. So if you're a baseball fan looking to add even more excitement to the new season, look no further than MyBookie. Sign up now and get ready to experience the thrill of baseball like never before. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. God, guys. That's like back-to-back perfect games.
But it doesn't feel better than the plumbing fix.
No. No, it doesn't. What an amazing Monday at the Cameron household. That was my Memorial Day. Fixing the valve in the tub with the arm and the weight that regulates whether or not the water can go and exit the drain or fill up. I had to replace the entire system. I call it a system. It's really just two arms, a weight, and a connecting face.
So instead of paying $105 an hour, can I call you next time?
For that very specific thing. I also have fixed the bobber. I don't know what it's called. In the toilet recently. Fixed that too. Replaced it.
Man, you're on fire in that bathtub.
It's crazy. That bathroom sees me coming. It's like, I'm getting fixed today. I'm getting fixed today. Cameron is here. That's right. I just crank the music or I put on a podcast, something to lock me in. And I get in there. I get there with the wrench and the tools and the, you know, the screws and the washers.
You got a DIY channel coming in your future.
Yeah. Going to get rich off of it. Let's go to the next question. I want to know how you three would feel about this scenario for football. This from Michael. We win every game except for Clemson, as well as losing to Clemson in the ACC title game by an agonizing combined 5 points. We go on to win a New Year's Six and finish 12-2. Although this is our best finish in a while, we didn't make it to the playoffs and still can't get Clemson off our backs, and they still rule the ACC.
Who is this? Who asked this?
Michael asked that.
Michael, what's your problem?
He wants to know, how would we feel about that scenario?
I mean, how would anybody feel about that?
I'd feel great. I believe in Dabo. I like what he's doing up there. I think he
seems
nice
sincere. He seems really sincere.
Here's the thing. Like, even if – I mean, I get that they have a new offensive coordinator who's got a great reputation, and that should help.
Yep.
But you also have a first-year quarterback in Cade Klubnik, and you're not unbelievably talented on that side of the ball. I mean, you got a great running back. He's a good, really good running back.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not unbelievably talented receiver. So to me, if you lose that team twice, that's going to suck.
You call that a failure, Ira?
That would suck. That's
how. What are you going to say about this coaching staff if they fail in those two critical situations?
You're not baiting me, Jeff Cameron.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. You got to have to feel a certain way about it. Express yourself on the air and in print.
12 wins, though. 12 wins would be pretty nice. Just
Corey, I want you to go on Wake Up War Chant. I want you to come on here. The Seminole Headlines fans will be ready for you when you say, guys. We're just not as good as Clemson. You got to feel good about 12 wins, everybody.
Yeah.
Patronize them in that way, Corey. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, you can be upset with the losses and still appreciate the, you know, the trajectory of the
enjoy
program.
The ride. Enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. You and Krzyzewski. Good afternoon. Congrats to softball OKC Bound. Let's remember the football team has not won anything yet. On paper, the team and the record should be as good as last year, but the game isn't played on paper. Blah, 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 blah. Are we betting, putting the card? No, God, that was terrible, Gator Kirk. Do better next time. Very cliche into the sun. I'm done reading that question. Chris writes, hey,
Gator
guys.
Kirk, he does not speak for the entire crew.
We love you, Gator Kirk.
I'm not saying anything bad about Gator Kirk. He just was a bad effort. He was writing just to write. Chris writes, hey, guys, I recently heard talk of ESPN moving on from standard cable to a strictly streaming platform. If this were to happen in the future and FSU could get out of the grant of rights deal with the ACC with the amount of eyes on sets that FSU gets for games, could you see a benefit for us to stay independent and sell our rights to a streaming network?
Man,
who would you play? Tulsa?
Mm-hmm. That's why Notre Dame has got problems. Eventually, they're going to be forced into joining the conference because everybody will join one of these super conferences, and then if their commissioner says, yeah, by the way, you're not allowed to schedule Notre Dame, go to hell, Notre Dame.
And then the whole streaming thing is tough because – and that's where, you know, look, I mean, the everybody's nervous, I guess, nervous or curious about what's going to happen when ESPN does offer their direct-to-customer service. And they're saying that they could charge, like, up to $50 per month for that. And, like, who would turn it down?
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, what impact does that have on cable in general? And then what does that change – how does that change the whole industry? So that – it is something to watch. But, yeah, I just don't think Florida State, I feel like, is going to need to be in a conference. I mean, I just feel like that's – Notre Dame can go it alone as long as they have, but I don't think that that's the way Florida State needs to go.
Fellas, I know we're all excited with FSU's recent improvement in high school recruiting. I love seeing us at number 7 in the recruiting rankings, but I got to say I'm even more pumped to see South Carolina at number 6, excited to see what prospects we get called up from South Carolina.
Let them develop them for about 18 months or 2 years.
That's well done.
Get them when those fruits are off the tree, ready.
Continue to go to the ready-made at South Carolina.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in Columbia. Come on, guys. Come on. Make your way on down.
You learned your lesson.
The roads are terrible where you are. Let's go. Let's go. Favorite kind of barbecue, Noel fan wants to know. Is it ribs, brisket, pulled pork, chicken?
Sonny's?
No.
That's, I mean, here's
turn
a,
his mic off.
Yeah. Geez, come on.
I want to like brisket more, but I think I like pork more.
It's going to piss people off because the snobs will tell you a good brisket's hard to
and
do.
I want to like it.
Yeah,
more.
But pulled pork's better. Period.
The real answer is ribs. I just like getting in there, getting it all over everywhere. I like to eat it. I like to taste it later. The whole thing with the ribs, the whole experience of eating ribs just makes you feel like fixing a tub, man.
It's like
it just makes you feel like a man.
It's like the gods are telling us to turn them
off.
Yeah,
his your wireless.
Fading in and out. Will you guys take a trip to Oklahoma City if FSU softball goes to the championship series, writes Timmy. I won't. I will not be going to Oklahoma City, even though I'd be happy to do it if I were tabbed. I just know where I sit on the pecking order here, guys, for this particular sport. I have a feeling Ira would go and nobody else.
I went in 18 and 21.
I think you'd be going again.
Even though I don't remember it, apparently.
Yeah. You didn't see the greatest play in FSU softball history right before your eyes in the most critical of moments.
But I did go. Yeah. I mean, unless Corey wants to go. But, I'd probably be the one that
Corey ain't flying
you're
there.
Good out there, man. You win games out there.
You don't remember winning games, but you win them.
You know, the thing about 21 is, man, like they could have won that thing. Yeah, they won the first game. They could have won the second game, and it went south. And
I think they had a lead in the fifth inning of the second game.
Once they went to that third game, it wasn't happening.
No,
But I mean, they're pretty awesome. That's what I'm saying. Like people, like you get nervous and look at the other teams, or whatever. Man, and I know Florida State lost 2 or 3 to Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State, and they lost the 5-4 game. I think it was to Oklahoma at Oklahoma. But man, this Florida State's really really good. I don't know what the odds are on my bookie, but I think they got to be one of the favorites.
KD writes, "Hey guys, love the show. Is Coach Lonnie as cool and a class act as she seems?" Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
without question. Yeah,
and the cool thing about her, and Corey can echo this as well. My favorite thing about Alani Alameda is she understands that maybe she doesn't love the fact that we don't cover softball the way we might some other programs that have larger stadiums and fan bases and interest and money generating sports. But whenever you do come out there, like, she's just super cool.
Yeah, she doesn't ostracize you.
Right,
she,
and there are some coaches of other sports who might kind of give you a side eye if you haven't been coming around a lot.
Yeah, chip
and then
on
you
the
show
shoulder.
Up late in the season.
I've always kind of felt like, and I don't mean this.
And I might be like they are. But
maybe.
But Alameda's
you might be
not.
Petty that way.
You absolutely would be that petty.
But whenever that's happened, whenever I've encountered petty coaches in non-revenue sports, I've always wanted to be like, come on, man. Slow your roll on all this. It's tennis. What are we doing
well,
here?
and I would like to add that the two best about that in my years covering Florida State sports, the two best that have understood kind of where they stand in regards to football is Lonnie and Mark Krikorian.
Right.
Both, and I don't think it's probably a coincidence that their programs ended up being the way they are.
And they may not have loved it, but they just
understood it.
And I'm gonna.
And they would explain to you the sport. Like they're like they know you're not a huge soccer fan. They will sit there and explain it to you and not be bothered if you're asking kind of elementary questions about the sport.
I'll give Sue credit too, because for years I dogged women's basketball on my show, and she knew that, and she would come on and laugh about it, and we'd have conversations off the air where she could have really. Lambasted me. Instead, she's like, I get it.
No, Sue's great also. There's a lot of coaches are. I'm not saying that everybody else is not. I'm just
And I'm not saying FSU tennis was elitist either. I just use that as a random example. But I'm saying if I'm
you're not saying they weren't though.
Right. No, I'm not saying I'm just saying if I walked out to cover a diving and the coach was upset that I didn't know a lot about diving, I'd be like, hey man. Yeah. You're lucky anybody's out here covering diving.
Yeah, a lot of them are great. Brayman's great whenever track, and like Trey's always been great. So yeah, most of them are good, but I felt like those two particularly.
J-Rod writes, what if we joined the Big 12 instead of the SEC or the Big 10? Feels like that would be something FSU would do in the past. Would that be jumping a sinking ship or into a sinking ship? Thanks, guys.
I wouldn't see the reason for it. One of those conferences will want you. You're not jumping into a sinking ship, but you're jumping into a smaller ship that isn't as nice.
Yeah, I think, obviously the Big Ten or SEC is where you want to be. If the Big 12 were to expand to, like, become this, like,
other behemoth.
Bi-coastal behemoth, where it looks like they're going to be one of the three, then maybe it's something you would consider, because there is a thought that maybe they add the Pac-12 teams and they add some ACC teams, and now they become a national conference.
Yeah, they'd have to get in on Washington, Oregon. They'd have to grab Florida State, Clemson, grab, I guess, Miami, and then grab a couple of other teams of note. Greg writes, after leading FSU to a thrilling victory with six catches for 150 yards and two touchdowns, is Destin Hill's first question in the postgame press conference about the game or where the hell he's been for the last 2 years?
We've been told that he is not planning to talk about his situation. So I don't think that's going to be the first question.
Right.
That's going to be interesting. That's probably one of the top storylines of the summer. Is I think we're going to hear reports out of the player run practices and all the other workouts that kid is the real deal. And I think we're going to start hearing buzz about that. And that's going to add a little bit more excitement, I think, going into this preseason camp.
Can you see a scenario where the current relative balance between the Big Ten and the SEC in terms of payouts is dramatically shifted such that it's no longer a Big Two, but rather a clear number one, a clear number two, and then all of the rest way down below? While I personally prefer the SEC due to regional logistics, natural rivalries, the Big Ten is already slightly ahead. So wouldn't something like Notre Dame, FSU, Clemson, Miami, Oregon, and Washington to the Big Ten result in an even bigger tilt? This is, by the way, why I actually feel like the SEC would be incredibly aggressive when it comes to getting FSU in particular, because Notre Dame is totally going to end up in the Big Ten, and we know it. I think we have leverage and should press this and make something happen as soon as possible.
You must have liked that question because you read every word of it, and it was a Seymour.
From my man Nathaniel Hornblower, who's solid as a rock, but also that's a great question, it's well thought out, and it's something we've thought about. Answer it.
I'm happy to, but I thought Corey might.
Corey, answer it.
What was it again?
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I would think.
Yeah, there's
I would be surprised if the Big Ten, even if that in that scenario, sure, that if they got Florida State, Clemson, Notre Dame, Oregon, and Washington, yeah, the deal could go up. But we don't know what the SEC deal is going to be now that they've added Texas and Oklahoma, right? Like Texas brings a huge number with them. So let's see how that shakes out. I think it's gonna. I don't think there'll be a clear number one. I guess to answer the question. I think it'll be two very close competitors.
Yeah, I mean, probably. That's the more likely scenario. I think what I would say, though, and I think what he's touching on is, you know, this is exactly why Feinbaum's argument about whether or not FSU is attractive to the SEC is BS, is because it's not just about whether or not they want Florida State. That was the question 10 years ago. The question now is, can they afford to let the SEC come in to Florida, Georgia,
the Big Ten to come into this region
of the country. That because now you talk about going all the way out to California, L.A., down to maybe Miami, up the seaboard. I mean, that could make them the number one conference. I mean, it could.
Yeah. Oh, without question. Yeah, I think it would.
Right.
Nationally, obviously, you'd have this collection here in the South where it would be all SEC all the time.
Yeah, Game Day would just be talking about SEC football.
Good work out of you, Director Matthew. Goodbye, Corey. We love you. Be safe up there.
Can't wait to see you again.
All right.
In person.
It'll be great. I'll see you in a couple of days. For Ira, I'm Jeff. You guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for submitting questions.